Chapter 1. Excerpts from Address by Beloved Archangel Gabriel, June 30th, 1954. On Childhood of Beloved Mary. Hail, beloved spirits of fire, beloved children of the homeland. Tonight I bring you love from that home. I hold you within the compass of my arms and bring you the love of the Father as well as the love of the Divine Mother from whose bosom you came forth into individualization. You came with but one desire in your sweet, earnest hearts, to do their will, to carry the light, and to be the full manifestation of their love. Hail to thee, O Spirit of this great mountain, Grand Teton, mighty Deva holding the focus of the powers of the sacred fire. From time immemorial, there have been certain spiritually advanced beings who have chosen to become a part of the cosmic moment, embody and carry some portion of the God design into the world of form through the veil of physical birth. I have often been invoked by such beings, and before they took birth, have promised them that I would come to them at the time of the fulfillment of their mission. In the full freedom of my God radiation, I promise to bring to them remembrance of their vow, their divine purpose, and of the capacity within their life streams to fulfill that purpose in dignity, honor, and victory. Before the Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus, took physical birth, I promised her that I would come and help her by flashing into her consciousness the remembrance of the Immaculate Conception which she was to hold. This was to be the seat around which the electronic light and substance of earth would form to create the physical vehicle of Jesus. However, much was dependent upon Mary's own consciousness in order that she might be in a state of listening grace at the split second when the law would allow me to make such a visitation. Only thus would she be able to receive my presence, accept my words, and be able to feel that flash of illumination and divine fire anchoring it within her own consciousness so that it might be for her the sustaining power in the world of form. From the day she was taken to the temple, an infant of 3, beloved Mary lived in a state of constant listening grace. It was easy indeed for me to say when I stood before her, "Hail Mary, full of grace." Truly it seemed to be a somewhat lonely life for such a small child, taken so young from the arms of her mother. While she was raised with the other young girls of Judea, yet her interests were different from those among whom she moved. Her life was one in which she contemplated all the prophecies of the Old Testament, one in which she developed a tremendous devotion to the beloved Vesta, spiritual complement of beloved Helios, the one in charge of our physical sun. Beloved Vesta is the cosmic godmother of our planet and of our system. While other children were playing with dolls, Mary virtually cradled the world in those infant arms. Through the feeling of that divine mother love which she drew from beloved Vesta herself by her contemplation and love of that great being. The angels were always around her, enjoying the fragrance of her presence. Even in that small body, she was truly a queen of the angels. Mary grew in that grace, in that symmetry of form, in that beauty and humility of nature, so much so that there was practically no veil between the angelic kingdom and her own sweet self. It was well that such momentum was builded and such faith and confidence established between her and the angelic kingdom during those early sheltered years, because in her later life, Mary had the visitation of an angel again. This time he brought news of impending disaster. Mary and Joseph, with that small baby, were called upon to leave the shelter of their home and journey into Egypt across a land filled with dangerous wildlife. Here she was sustained by this momentum builded in her early years and her confidence in the celestial visitors. Her faith in their word was such that never for a moment did she question their reality or their wisdom. Thus she remained at peace, even though the beloved Joseph was torn between reason and intuition, feeling within himself the great responsibility of his guardianship. The large liquid eyes of Mary were always filled with that faith indescribable, and when they were told by the angel to make this journey into Egypt, she said, "Joseph, we shall go." Now you are those who follow a similar path. You too are coming into closer association with the angelic kingdom. This association is one of the gifts of our beloved friend and ascended master, Saint Germain. It is meant to bring to mankind and incarnate angels the joy of association with those of us whose pinions have never been bound round by flesh. In your happy times, cultivate confidence in us and enjoy our presence. Then, when it is required by the law, and a moment comes when perhaps your very safety or that of others will depend upon that confidence, you will be able to place your hands in the hands of celestial visitors, and as Mary said, be the handmaiden of your Lord. Thus is obedience builded out of love, not out of fear. Thus is friendship builded out of shared, sweet experiences. Thus do the angels draw close into the aura of those who know love, and there we abide. There we feel no separation from the Father's kingdom.